2 hours later, Bogart was talking eagerly. I'll tell you, Lanning, that's it. The interstellar jump is not instantaneous, not as long as the speed of light is finite. Life can't exist. Matter and energy, as such, can't exist in the space warp. I don't know what it would be like, but that's it. That's what killed Consolidated's robot. Donovan felt as haggard as he looked. Only 5 days? Only 5 days. I'm sure of it. Donovan looked about him wretchedly. The stars through the glass were familiar but infinitely indifferent. The walls were cold to the touch. The lights, which had recently flared up again, were unfeelingly bright. The needle on the gauge pointed stubbornly to zero, and Donovan could not get rid of the taste of beans. He said morosely, I need a bath. Powell looked up briefly and said, so do I. You needn't feel self-conscious. But unless you want to bathe in milk and do without drinking, we'll do without drinking eventually anyway. Greg, where does this interstellar travel come in? You tell me. Maybe we just keep on going. We'd get there eventually. At least the dust of our skeletons would. But isn't our death the whole point of the brain's original breakdown? Donovan spoke with his back to the other. Greg, I've been thinking. It's pretty bad. There's not much to do, except walk around or talk to yourself. You know those stories about guys marooned in space? They go nuts long before they starve. I don't know, Greg, but ever since the lights went on, I feel funny. There was a silence, then Powell's voice came thin and small. So do I. What's it like? The red-headed figure turned. Feel funny inside. There's a pounding in me with everything tense. It's hard to breathe. I can't stand still. Do you feel vibration? How do you mean? Sit down for a minute and listen. You don't hear it, but you feel it. As if something's throbbing somewheres, and it's throbbing the whole ship, and you, too, along with it. Listen. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think it is, Greg? You don't suppose it's us?
It might be. Powell stroked his mustache slowly. But it might be the ship's engines. It might be getting ready.
For what?
For the interstellar jump. It may be coming, and the devil knows what it's like.
Donovan pondered. Then he said, savagely, if it does, let it. But I wish we could fight. It's humiliating to have to wait for it.
An hour later, perhaps, Powell looked at his hand on the metal chair arm and said with frozen calm, feel the wall, Mike.
Donovan did and said, you can feel it shake, Greg.
Even the stars seemed blurred. From somewhere came the vague impression of a huge machine gathering power with the walls, storing up energy for a mighty leap, throbbing its way up the scales of strength. It came with a suddenness and a stab of pain. Powell stiffened and half jerked from his chair. His sight caught Donovan and blanked out while Donovan's thin shout whimpered and died in his ears. Something writhed within him and struggled against a growing blanket of ice that thickened. Something broke loose and whirled in a blaze of flickering light and pain. It fell and whirled and fell headlong into silence. It was death. It was a world of no motion and no sensation. A world of dim, unsensing consciousness, a consciousness of darkness and of silence and of formless struggle. Most of all, a consciousness of eternity. He was a tiny white thread of ego, cold and afraid. Then the words came, unctuous and sonorous, thundering over him in a foam of sound. Does your coffin fit differently lately? Why not try Morbid M. Cadaver's extensible caskets? They are scientifically designed to fit the natural curves of the body and are enriched with vitamin B1. Use cadavers' caskets for comfort. Remember, you're going to be dead a long, long time. It wasn't quite sound, but whatever it was, it died away in an oily, rumbling whisper. The white thread that might have been Powell heaved uselessly at the insubstantial eons of time that existed all about him, and collapsed upon itself as the piercing shriek of 100 million ghosts of 100 million soprano voices rose to a crescendo of melody. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad. It rose up a spiral stairway of violent sound into the keening supersonics that passed, hearing, and then beyond.